Welcome to Jesus for Her. I'm Kathy, your host, and if Jesus is Lord and Savior over your life, then this podcast is for you. Let's talk about God. Let's dive into the scriptures. Let's develop a deep and meaningful relationship with Jesus. Each week, we'll study the Word together and discuss how it relates to our lives so that we can apply the teachings to become better vessels of God's love. As women of God, we should be a reflection of God's character. Whether you're a lifelong follower of Christ or just beginning to seek Him, there's a place for you here. Let's grow our faith and live it boldly in a world that needs it. Hello and welcome back. I hope you had a wonderful week. So I'm here today to talk about gossip, gossip, and gossip. And I'm just going to say it flatly. God hates gossip. The Bible has so much to say about gossip. So let us define the word gossip with the Bible. The Bible defines it as Proverbs 20:19, the CSB version. The one who reveals secrets is a constant gossip. Avoid someone with a big mouth. That's self-explanatory. I don't need to explain it. Gossipers go around telling secrets, and I love when the Bible defines it for us. And it also tells us what to do. Avoid them. So gossip is that casual talk, you know, the one that's usually about other people's private lives. Gossip infiltrates every level of society, from the intimate conversations between friends to the sensational headlines in the tabloids. So today we're going to explore what the Bible says about gossip, just to gain a deeper understanding and apply the Word of God to our everyday lives. So the Bible has a lot to say about gossip. It was mentioned over 100 times in the Bible, and I'm not going to go through it all, but I'm going to try my best to explain how destructive gossip is. So the book of Proverbs has a lot to say about gossip. Here's another one. 11:13 says, "A gossip goes around telling secrets, but those who are trustworthy can keep a confidence." So sometimes when reading the Bible, I like to go between different translations just to kind of get a full view of the message being conveyed. That was the NLT version. So this one right here is the NIV translation. And it says, "A gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy person keeps a secret." So I like this verse in particular because although the Bible is talking about gossip, it's also asking us an important question without even having to ask it. So the question is, who are you? Are you a gossiper or are you a trustworthy person? Are you talking about other people's personal lives or are you keeping the secrets? The way we handle secrets is it reflects our moral character. So Proverbs 16:28, it tells us, "A troublemaker plants seeds of strife. Gossip separates the best of friends." I can't say whether you've experienced this before, but I know I certainly have. I can tell you right now what the Bible taught me about myself, that I'm guilty as charged. Did you know that we are complicit in gossip when we listen to people speak negatively about others and do not speak up? Let me share with you what the Bible advises us. Go to Ephesians 4:29. It instructs us, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." So before speaking about someone else's life, it's important to consider whether what you're going to say, will it be helpful or beneficial to that person? This can be applied to everyday typical conversations. Like if someone confides in you about an unfaithful partner, or they had a dispute with a loved one, maybe they have a new health diagnosis, whatever the personal information is, it should never go into the ear of another person just for a topic of conversation. So the Bible is very clear on gossip. Don't engage in it unless you intend to build others up. So right now, what I want you to do is I want you to take a quick moment and think about the people you spend time with, your social circle, your coworkers, and your family members. You probably already know who the gossipers are, or maybe it's you.
So gossipers usually seem to have the inside scoop on everyone else, whether it's that particular aunt, that cousin, that coworker, or friend. Engaging in gossip makes us just as guilty as the person spreading the gossip. So remember what I said earlier, what the Bible says: avoid someone with a big mouth. Don't go to them for the tea. Unwholesome talk does not have a place in the presence of God. And if you find yourself drawn to drama or getting the latest scoop of someone else's life, it might be time for you to do some self-reflection. So I want you to turn your Bible to James 3 verse 3. It tells us how powerful the tongue is and why we must tame it, which is why we have to take gossip very seriously. And the Bible says, we can make a large horse go wherever we want by means of a small bit in its mouth. And a small rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot chooses to go. Even the winds are strong. In the same way, the tongue is a small thing that makes grand speeches. But a tiny spark can set a great forest on fire. And among all the parts of the body, the tongue is a flame of fire. It is a whole world of wickedness, corrupting your entire body. It can set your whole life on fire, for it is set on fire by hell itself. People can tame all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and fish, but no one can tame the tongue. It is restless and evil, full of deadly poison. Sometimes it praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses those who have been made in the image of God. And so, blessings and curses come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right. Does a spring of water bubble out with fresh water and bitter water? Does a fig tree produce olives or grapevine produce figs? No, and you can't draw fresh water from a salty spring. So our words hold a lot of power. It's capable of impacting not only our lives, but also the lives around us. So here the tongue is being compared to a raging forest fire, starting from a small spark, but capable of causing huge destruction. So we see this today in cancel culture itself. Our speech carries consequences. Today we may be loved, but tomorrow we might be rejected, all because of the words that come out of our mouth. Our words have the ability to bring about destruction. The way James describes it is the tongue is difficult. It's difficult and if not impossible to tame. So while we can train animals with it, controlling our speech is much harder. How can we claim to praise the Lord while engaging in gossip with the same mouth? It's impossible to uplift and tear someone down at the same time. And as James pointed out, surely this isn't right. In the same way that it's impossible to draw fresh water from a salty spring, it's impossible to please God with a gossiping mouth. So we need to consider that our words cannot be used to both uplift and destroy someone. It doesn't make sense. It's simply not right. The way we speak reveals a deeper truth about our character. James also says in 1:26, those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. So don't let all the good you do be worthless because of the things that you speak. Our actions should align with our words, and both our actions and our words should be aligning with the word of God. So this is one of the planks that Jesus was talking about. So take that plank out of your eye. Stop being good and also gossip at the same time. Stop talking about other people. Pray for them instead. So we live currently in a society where the main focus of our news revolves around the personal lives of people. We know more about the latest celebrity news than the global events. The tabloids, they influence the narratives. What does someone else's personal life have to do with us? And how does it benefit us? In the end, what we find is that it is all useless. This has become the essence of the internet. obtaining the latest gossip concerning the lives of others. So whether it's about the celebrities or your high school friends, nothing good comes from gossip. Gossip is a serious issue that the Bible warns us against. So just remember that our words have the power to build up or tear them down. So let's strive to use our words and to encourage and support each other rather than spreading and entertaining gossip. So as we continue to reflect on the teachings of the Bible, let's make an effort in a way to speak, to uplift those around us. Even if we don't like them, look for the positive. Let us not only listen to the word of God, but also put it into practice. Okay. So see you next week, ladies. Bye-bye.